Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a welcome to another compulsory episode of Nothing Specific with your boy Trevor David Houchin. Silence. Silence can be golden. Silence, just be quiet. Just be quiet. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. Somebody's angry at you. Somebody's yelling at you. Somebody's... I don't know. Gaslighting you. Don't say anything. Be quiet. There's so much in silence. There's so much in silence. It's like... It's beautiful. Silence. Just being quiet. Have you ever tried it, honestly? Like, have you ever tried just... Even just for a few minutes? And when I say silence, I also mean being still. You know what I mean? Just sit down. Just sit down. I'm not necessarily talking about meditation. I'm talking about just sit and be still. And when I say be still, I don't necessarily mean don't move a muscle. I mean, don't engage yourself in any activity. You know, don't go wash the dishes. Don't go do the laundry. Don't scroll through stuff. Don't fold the clothes. Don't go online. Don't straighten the books up. Just be still. Sit down, be still, be quiet. Something to be discovered therein. Something to be discovered therein. Even if you're not into meditation. You know, even if you're not into the active act of meditation, just sitting down, being still, being quiet, you'll hear something in your mind. You're bound to hear something in your mind. What'll happen is, I'll tell you what'll happen. If you do it for long enough, and how long is long enough? 2 minutes? 5 minutes? What'll happen is, you'll have a million thoughts. Your car, your job, your husband, your wife, your hobbies, your desires, the bills you need to pay, your friends, you know. All these thoughts will just come rushing up in the lack of distraction. All these thoughts will come rushing up. And what'll begin to happen is you'll start to notice which of those thoughts really mean something to you. Something will happen where the thoughts and the ideas and the images that don't mean much, you'll realize it. You'll realize, well, wait a minute, I don't really care what this person said, or, you know what, I don't really want or need this object that I've been obsessing about. You'll immediately notice which thoughts, which ideas, which images, which, you know, emotions and attachments, you'll immediately notice which ones are important. Which ones really mean something to you. That's what happens in the stillness. That's what happens. Like, it's like the stuff that doesn't matter is just a bunch of intangible ghosts bothering you. Just being a nuisance. Whereas the stuff that really does matter, you just recognize it. You just recognize it in the silence. Which brings me directly to dreams. Now seriously, guys, let's be honest. Let's be honest. What the f are dreams, man? What are they? What are they, and how do you interpret them? How do you interpret them? The dreams. Like, what do they mean? God, you would think that, I don't know, you'd think there'd be a universal chart to be able to help you decipher, you know, what these dreams mean. Man, it can be infuriating. I've been dreaming like crazy lately. And I'm not that heavy a dreamer. You know, at night when I'm sleeping. But lately, I have been dreaming. It's unbelievable. And I just wish I could just figure out what it meant. And it's almost as if you can never figure it out, you know? You can infer, I don't know, you can assign meaning to your dreams, right? You can have a dream, you know, about, I don't know, a lion or an island, you know, buildings, storms. And then you can give meaning to these things, but is that what it really means? And does it matter what it really means? Is it all about the meaning that you give to it? Is that what it is? You have these dreams, and they have no objective meaning. They don't mean anything. You can wake up after having the most visceral dream of all time and completely dismiss it. Like it didn't even happen. Like it has no meaning. Like it was just, you know, like a chimera, like a, you know, I don't know, like a mirage, a sleep mirage. That's kind of what a dream is. It's like a sleep mirage. It's like you're in the desert. You see a body of water. You walk up on the body of water and it vanishes. Like it was never there. It wasn't real. It didn't exist. And then what do? You just keep walking. Keep going. The dream, the body of water was never there. You forget about it instantly. And you just keep going. Is that what dreams are about? Can't be, man. Can't be. Can't be. Can't be. Can't be. We have dreams every night. We have dreams every night. Like it's our brain, right? Like it's nothing. It's nothing. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's got to be something. These dreams, they've got to mean something. Can't just be, you know, useless midnight movies, you know, playing in your mind that, you know, you wake up or whatever and you vaguely remember them. Like, what is that? What the hell? What is that? Like, you can only remember. Well, I kind of remember there was something purple and then I think there was a dog, or maybe it was a fox, or maybe it was a wolf. I don't know. And then the color, and then the number 9, and something about mayonnaise. I don't know. What is that? What is that? Come on, man. I'm telling you, if there was a few things in life that I wish would be explained, like, you know, like explained, dreams would be one of them. I mean, because come on, how many dreams have you had in your life? Like thousands? And you can't explain one? What is that? Something's not right about that. Something's just, that's not right. That's not right. You know, you have a dream about a girl with purple hair and AstroTurf, and there's a man with tennis balls pedaling a horse. What does it mean? What does it mean? It's really annoying, man. It's really upsetting. I want to be able to control my dreams. Some people say that they can, you know. Some people say that they can, like, this lucid dreaming thing, like you're kind of awake when you're dreaming, but that's not dreaming, is it? That's daydreaming or like imagining, right? Isn't it? But on the other hand, you would think that this lucid dreaming spectacle, this lucid dreaming thing, you would think that it would be, you know, privy, that every human being would be privy to be able to do it. Seems like it should be part of our birthright. Every human being, get in your, you know, have a dream, get in it, open the door to the dream. You know, check out what's going on consciously and direct the dream. It's your brain, right? Whose brain is it? It's yours, right? I don't know. I want to be able to control my dreams. I want to be able to control my dreams. It's what I'd really love to be able to do is control my English muffin habit. Oh my god. Listen, English muffins are slept on. Let me ask you a question. English muffins or bagels? English muffins or bagels? Which one? English muffins or bagels? You know, for me, it's no contest. Bagels are always a little too dense. Am I right? Bagels, it's a little too dense. A little too chewy. You know, the ratio between the I don't know, what do you call it? The bagel skin? I don't know, the outside of the bagel. The ratio between the bagel skin and the bagel meat is too wide. It's too wide. The bagel skin is always a little tough. You know what I'm saying? The bagel skin, right? The bagel skin, it's always a little too tough. And then the bagel meat, it's a little too chewy. It's a little too dense. English muffins, on the other hand, almost perfect. Almost perfect, the ratio. Almost perfect. What a good invention. English muffins, what a good invention. So the season is changing. Season's changing. It's becoming spring, and what that means is I might take up my cold showers again. There's something to the whole cold shower thing. There's something to the whole cold shower thing. It definitely wakes you right up. Absolutely, without doubt. It wakes you right up. If you're groggy, how many times have you been groggy and you woke up in the morning and you took, you know, a warm or a hot shower? When you come out of the shower, still a chance that you're a little groggy. Still a chance that you're a little groggy. Still a chance that you're a little groggy. Right? Am I right? Still a chance you're a little groggy. You take a cold shower, no more groggy. Not an ounce. Not a shred. Not an iota. The grogginess is gone. Absolutely gone. First of all, that's first. You know, it's like, it's a shot of wake the F up. Cold shower. It's absolutely a shot of wake the F up. The second thing, people, and I think people don't know how the cold shower thing is supposed to be done. It isn't a good thing to turn the water on, you know, freezing cold, and then step into that. That's not a good thing. That could shock you. That's going to shock you. And you'll never want to do it again after that first time. And that's the point. The point is to be able to continue it in the same way. Like if you go to the gym, you know, and you try to bench 300 pounds on your first day in there and you break your clavicle, you're not going back to the gym. Broken clavicle. You're not going back to the gym. Same thing with, you know, if you go try to take a cold shower and you put the water on freezing cold and then you try to step into it. No, man, no. Gigantic mistake. What you do is you get in the shower and, you know, you're taking your normal shower, hot shower, whatever, 3, 4, 5, 8 minutes, whatever. You're taking your normal hot shower. Then at the end of the shower, once you've showered, you gradually turn the temperature down. You gradually turn the temperature down, because what that does is that allows your body, your skin, whatever, your body and skin to acclimate to the temperature going down. And then when it's at the coldest point that you feel you can, you know, endure, you make it a little colder. When it's at the coldest point you feel you can endure, you make it a little colder. Now, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be shaking, okay? You're going to be trembling, what is it called when it's really cold and people are, I don't know, trembling, jittering, I don't know, you know what I'm saying. You're going to be doing that. But here's the thing that people don't know about the cold shower thing. You don't have to do that. That's going to make you colder. That's going to make you feel colder anyway. You're not going to actually be colder, but it's going to make you feel colder if you're trembling as a result of the coldness. You can control that. My advice, don't tremble. Notice yourself trembling and stop. Notice yourself trembling and stop. Now, once you've stopped trembling, something happens in your mind. Your mind sort of tells you or tells yourself, like, well, wait a minute. Aren't I supposed to be trembling? It's freezing cold. It's freezing, this water. Shouldn't I be trembling? I'm supposed to be trembling, right? Why am I not trembling? And in this moment that you're having this internal conversation and you're not trembling, that, as far as I'm concerned, that is 50% of the whole reason and the, you know, the benefit of taking the shower. It's that, of taking the cold shower, it's that mental conversation. Because during that mental conversation, that freezing cold water is hitting you, but you're enduring it. What you've done is you've taken, you know, the consciousness out of your freezing body, and you're engaging, you're using the energy of that consciousness, and it's all in your mind. You're having a mental conversation with yourself. Wait, why am I not trembling? Shouldn't I be trembling? This water is freezing cold. Something happens in your mind. Wait a minute. I have more control over my body than I thought. I don't have to tremble. And that will the duration of that mental conversation will increase the amount of time that you're able to endure the cold water. Now, I'm not saying you're going to stop trembling altogether, but you can. But what's likely to happen is you'll go back and forth. You'll tremble a little bit, then you'll have the conversation, then your mind will remind you, oh, wait a minute, bro. This water is freezing. Then you'll start trembling again. Then, you know, if you're able to continue the conversation, but wait, I don't have to tremble. All of this will increase the amount of time that you're able to withstand the cold water beating on you. Right? Last but not least, once you turn that cold water off, that is a massive reward. So think about what you've just done, these three steps. Think about what you've just done. Step number one, you've allowed yourself the courage, you know, to try the experiment. That's it. You know, you've taken a small risk first thing in the morning. Okay, you've challenged yourself, and it's pretty major. You know, it's pretty major. It's major if you've never done it. It's cold, you know, cold shower. It's pretty major, first thing in the morning. You've taken, you know, you've given yourself a challenge first thing in the morning. Second thing, while the cold water is hitting you, you've sort of, I don't know, lack of a better word, isolated or concentrated your consciousness in your mind by, you know, engaging yourself in this conversation. When you recognize the fact that you don't have to tremble, when you're able to, like, you just decide, you know, okay, you know, so the cold water's hitting me, I'm not going to tremble. I'm just, you know, I'm going to let the cold water hit me for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds without trembling. In doing that, you know, it's massive, man. It's massive. You sort of break for just a moment. You break the unseen, how can I put it? You break the unseen mind body. Like, you go around thinking essentially all day, every day, every week, every month, every year. You go around thinking that you are your body. That's, you know, that's the human being's general perception, conception of him or herself, that he is his body. She is her body. You know, we consider ourselves to be our body. That moment in the shower where you decide in your brain not to tremble, and you know, you sort of make that mental decision and you stop trembling, and then you notice, well, wait a minute, why am I not trembling? Something weird happens. If you're allowed to notice it, or if you allow yourself to notice it, you sort of recognize, wait, there's some weird distance between my mind and, you know, what goes on in my mind. There's some weird distance between that and this body, and that's spiritual, man. In case you've ever wanted for you know, a straight out, at least partial, a straight out partial definition of what spirituality is, because spirituality is everybody's favorite word these days. In case you've ever wanted like a hardcore definition of, you know, at least partial definition of what it is, that's partially what it is. What it partially is the recognition of the fact that you are not your body. There's something else. And it's not, you know, the brain is part of the body. You can touch the brain. You can see the brain. You know, you can weigh it. But your mind, the thing that's in that cold shower, wondering why your body isn't trembling as the freezing cold water hits your body, your mind, that's not the brain. That's not your body. That's something else. And you know, if even if you have that momentary recognition of that something else, that's huge. That's a huge moment. Number three, turning off that cold water and stepping out of the shower after having endured it for however long you did. And by the way, my understanding is 4 minutes, which is an eternity. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I've never been able to make 4 minutes. 4 minutes of enduring the coldest temperature that you can. It, you know, 4 minutes is a big deal. This is what my understanding is. Scientifically, I guess biologically. 4 minutes of enduring it. 4 minutes seems like nothing. But in the shower, underneath that cold water, 4 minutes is an eternity. Me, I try to do 90 seconds, man, 2 minutes. I don't think, no, I've actually made 4 minutes. And you know, when I've made 4 minutes is when I have disattached my mind from what is happening in the moment. What do I mean by that? Okay, so you can't help when you're in the shower and you're taking a cold shower. You can't help but be super, super present. This is another benefit of cold showers. You can't help but be super, super present to what's going on. It's a difficult thing to be, you know, to be being blasted by freezing cold water first thing in the morning, and allowing your mind to wander, you know, thinking about later in the day, thinking about yesterday, next week, last month, chores you gotta do. Difficult to do because, you know, it's such a visceral, such an immediate activity that you're engaging in, allowing this freezing cold water to bomb you. Tough to let the mind wander, but I've done that. I've been able to start thinking about some other stuff, which I can't quite say is the point of the exercise, but I've done it. And when I'm able to do that, I'm able to stay in there longer. In the same way, if you're taking a regular shower, like a warm shower, or, you know, a hot shower, because the water, you know, sort of feels good, you know, at some point it sort of becomes a non-entity. You don't even really think about the fact that you're taking a shower. It's all sort of happening automatically. You're soaping yourself up, I don't know, washing your hair, whatever. You're doing, you know, you've done it so many times that you don't think about it. You're not even thinking about it. You start thinking about, like I said, your day at work, yesterday's day at work, whatever you did last night, whatever you want to do tonight, you know, the weekend. And then, you know, before you know it, you're out of the shower, you're drying off, and you, it's almost like you don't even remember taking a shower. I've had that same sort of thing with cold showers, but again, I don't claim to be some kind of expert, but I, you know, my feeling is the point, part of the point
of a cold shower is to be present. Be present in the cold. Be present in the cold. That's it. That's what I got. That's what I got. It's another freezing cold episode. Nothing specific with your boy Trevor David Houchin. Peace and blessings, guys.